Hey everyone, welcome to What Are You Watching? I'm Alex Withrow and I'm joined by my best man, Nick Dostal. How you doing there, Warchild? Back off, Warchild, seriously.
Excited to be here.
Definitely. This was fun. This was just pure fun. That's why we wanted to do this. Point Break is both of one of our favorite action movies ever. If it's like right up there. Just perfect 90s action. My favorite Keanu. My favorite Swayze. Tell me about Point Break.
I mean, we've talked about this movie for a long time. It is one of our favorite action movies. It's one of our favorite just movies growing up.
Yes, yes.
And this movie holds up to this day. It is now over 30 years old, which is like fucking depressing. But it still holds up.
It still absolutely moves. There's stuff in it. We're watching it and going like, this chase scene is one of my favorite chase scenes ever. Like, they're so good. All the action scenes are so good, so well shot. And then moreover, it's just a hell of a damn fun movie. That's, you know, that's the long and short of it there.
And
ride that wave.
If you want to have even more fun with it as a drinking game, every time Johnny Utah says shit, or definitely take a drink.
Does he say shit a lot?
Oh my God.
Why didn't we talk about shits when we were watching the movie?
It
we
started happening after I already said, but I already noticed how many times he says shit.
Give and me then one I was shit. Like, what's a shit? Like, give me one example of his.
Shit.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
Damn. So, because definitely we clocked like, there's like a good 7 or 8 in there. Like, and there's one that's back to back. So that's okay for a drinking game like throughout the whole time. But if there's, I mean, shit, I wasn't even tracking shit.
Oh, shit was that. Even when they get caught, when they realize that the Tom Sizemore part, right?
Oh,
he's like,
okay.
Shit.
Oh, and shit. And definitely when he wakes up, I'm late. Shit, I'm really late.
I'm telling you,
people
guys, have
trashed.
Fun.
Okay, great.
You're going to have a great time.
We should have done that, actually. No, because that would have been, we wouldn't have made it till the end.
I was doing that.
That explains a lot, actually. Enjoy listening to that one, folks. Point Break. We love it.
Definitely.
In 3, 2, 1. Well, we've done a lot of podcasts, but I don't think I've ever been more excited than I am right now.
It's very true. It's very true.
It's weird that we picked a remake, though.
I know.
To cover.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
We ought to give some love to some of the good remakes that are out there.
I refuse to watch that film. I will never watch it. No, today we are doing a live commentary on Kathryn Bigelow's 1991 masterpiece, Point Break, a movie that is so near and dear to my heart, has been since whenever the VHS dropped in late 91 or early 92, and it was just on repeat. This was on TV all the time as a kid, like all the time. Definitely one of the movies I've seen the most in my life. And this is like, if we're talking about, like, what's your favorite just entertaining movie, action movie, just something that you like to put on a go-to movie? This is right up there for me.
It really is. Yeah, I 100% agree. Top three.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, I will admit right now from the outset that this is not a quote-unquote perfect film in terms of just whatever that means. But I would literally, if I was writing a review of this critically, like critical analysis, I would give this movie an A+. And I'm not even kidding. Because it's still working. It still hits.
Yeah.
A movie like this, I'm not striving for like everything needs to land. There he is. Johnny Utah. Which was the original, one of the original titles of the film.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, it was just going to be Johnny Utah.
I'm glad it wasn't.
Yeah, that would have been a bad call. It doesn't bring in the surfing aspect.
Yes, Keanu. I'm going to be doing that a lot.
So this is the only commentary we've done that I absolutely know every single line of dialogue to.
And I know, we might get annoying with this one because we're just going to do them. And we're going to do them in our best Keanu impressions.
Well, you know, some commentaries, it's like for... We get deep into trivia and look at this shot. Look at this. We'll do a little of that, but we're just having fun here. This is just fun.
I remember they did this thing in LA. I'm not sure if they still do it anymore, but it's Point Break Live.
Yeah. Yeah. God, I wish I could have gone to that.
What you do is like, it's just a live performance of the whole entire movie on stage of Point Break, but they pull out someone from the audience and they have them do their best Keanu Reeves impression. And then by applause, that person gets voted to be the Johnny Utah character for the whole entire play.
Damn, that's a tall order.
And they have a person who, you don't have to do anything until someone gives you a cue card.
Oh, okay.
And you just say whatever that line is in Keanu's best way, but they 100%. Move you across the stage.
Right.
Like, they'll do all these things, and they're like, act like you're flying now, Keanu, act like you're flying. And you see the actor is like the person on stage is like, oh, it's great. All the other actors do a great job of like supporting and making the show move. My mom had sunscreen dumped all over her.
That's classic.
It's a lot of fun.
This is all one shot. This movie doesn't get enough credit for how like technically brilliant it is. The action scenes are so well shot, but this is all one take right here going into the FBI office. And we saw executive producer James Cameron there. They were together during the, they were married, Catherine Bigelow and James Cameron, during the development of this movie. He's responsible. He helped a lot on the script with her and kind of shaped it up. I think that influences here we go. John C. McKinley.
Yeah.
Just totally hamming up this role of this FBI stiff tightwad. Sir, I take the skin off chicken. But seriously, this is like a long take for a 91 movie. It never feels like it either because we're constantly moving. And we're going to go really like wide here to take in this whole room. Count through. Sure as hell old smoke.
Good man.
I love it. Picks up the donut.
I love how they bring up all, he brings up all that information, but yet they've got Jake Busey. Or not Jake
Gary
Busey.
Gary Busey. He's Pappas.
Angelo Pappas.
He's the one of the bosses of it all. Look at this damn bank robber unit. Is it still this big in LA? Like, look at all these damn people.
Oh, yeah. It's even bigger, man.
Well, I don't know. Look, we're just moving in and out here. So I can't say enough good things about this. This is just one of my... like favorite movies ever. Now we're gonna cut. Finally, there it is.
Yeah, a real Blue Flame special.
There's a all-timer line.
Classic. Yeah. All right, we should just get it out of the way now.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about Keanu and let's talk about what he means. As an actor.
Why do we need to talk about that?
Because, we've done it on the podcast before. We have to address it.
We're talking about Point Break.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying in the scheme of Keanu
Reeves.
This is
my favorite action entertaining Keanu. He can also go dramatic as he did the same year with My Private Idaho. It's a no-brainer that Johnny Utah is my favorite. With respect to John Wick, to Neo, to everything else, it's just a no-brainer.
So Johnny Utah is your number one Keanu movie?
Absolutely. I love Speed as well. Like, yeah. But it's just a no-brainer. It's my favorite Swayze. My favorite Busey.
I love Keanu Reeves.
Yeah,
I love him for everything that he brings to a movie in terms of whether it's good or it's bad, however you want to classify it. I think you just can't take your eyes off of him. I mean, it's crazy. Like, I remember there was one time I was in this one acting class and this one teacher was talking about Keanu Reeves and... they were like, he's so simple that it almost doesn't even matter if he's good or bad because he's like transparent.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he is. He's a great intuit for the audience. I love that punk, quarterback punk. Just their introduction. We're going full Busey with this performance. Great way to introduce us to the ex-president.
Blast those nips.
Launch us right into a damn robbery. Oh, it's so perfect. Their movement is like, it's so smooth. Rock and roll. Never go for the safe. Only go for the cash drawers. All the robberies in this movie are so well done. This kind of looks like the last one as well, which is obviously a big one.
You got your wax.
Thank you.
I got an earwax problem.
Okay.
Yep. Too much buildup. I have to clean it more than usual.
Good to know.
I'm saying, I don't think people need to be earwaxist about things.
I don't think anyone cares, though.
Yeah.
They're riding out the storm. They're going where the waves are. Thank you. Very smart, very tactical, not taking the... bills on the bottom.
This is one of those movies where the time period is just, you can't beat what the early 90s were.
Yeah, this is so early 90s. This is just a perfect encapsulation of it.
Yep.
In this movie. It's a little thing played for humor that is kind of the end of them. the little mooning there. It's how Johnny Utah figures it all out.
This is one of my favorite like leaps that any movie ever makes is Pappas, when his whole entire theory is based that they're surfers because of the no tan line on his ass.
Yeah, no, well, and the wax, because it's the wax. Yeah, he's, yeah. He scuffed the counter, and it was sex wax. But yeah, it's just, you know, that's his great theory. The ex-presidents are surfers. God, look at all the fog they use in this. That's so 90s, like all the fog in the room here for like no reason. A lot of smoke on set. Love it. These two are just fucking great together.
They really are.
Quarterback punk.
Like a virgin on prom night.
When the air got dirty and the sex got clean. Yeah. The shit that comes out of his mouth. It's like, how much of that was him? I mean, Utah, give me two. That was all him.
I think it's one of my most used quotes.
Oh, yeah. Never. And then these two goons coming in. There's always like in these...
There's
cop
always
action
these two.
Like, yeah, Bad Boys has these two.
They Bad Boys, yeah. That one is that one's the best.
He goes, "Oh man, guys, that's cold." Yeah, so was your mama's bed.
What's better, guys? You want a couple of the grape sodas?
Yeah. And McKinley, I mean, that dude never like fails. He's always exactly. He just always delivers.
Yep.
Busey's all pissed.
Pappas.
What a hard-on. It's such a 90s thing to say, what a hard-on.
I remember I saw this movie at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, and this was an example of everyone laughing at the movie.
Like which during is, this scene?
Yeah,
when he flips out.
When he flips out.
I was like, yeah, you're alive. I was taking trap, little K-san, and you're still popping zits on your funny face. You mad?
Yeah, you mad?
It's good. Yeah, it's so over the top. It's just great, but He has to break him. Tell me this theory of yours. Let's go catch these guys.
It's a great, great overlook of LA.
Oh, yeah,
in
it's
the
perfect.
Shot.
And the way it's lit. She knows how to make a movie, and she always has from the beginning of her career. It's one of my favorite, that sex got clean.
Leave it alone, Johnny. We're not going down that road.
Yeah, we're not going. We're not going to try to catch these guys, like the best bank robbers in LA. Like, yeah. Just leave it alone.
Just leave
They're
it
ghosts.
Alone.
It's never going to happen. We're just going to let them keep going. Watch it. Hot shot. Ooh.
Yeah, Keanu.
Watch your mouth. This is great. Take a trap, no case. Oh, I got the popping zits on your funny face. He saves that for McGinley. I got that wrong in the end. Abuse, you can get mad. In the box. That's all it took. You gotta rile him up.
Hot shot.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's a good theory. It's good detective work. Scuff mark, wax. What a great way to just get us into this plot.
Yep.
There it is.
It's you're in our gonna, face. Look at this tan line.
He goes, you're not going to get freaky up here or something, are you, Pappas? Not yet.
Yeah.
No, Nixon. Yeah, they refer to him by their mask names.
So I'll also point out the fact that the very first Fast and the Furious movie is
it's a 10-year later complete ripoff of this, except with surfing, it is now cars.
It's with cars.
It's the exact
That's
same thing.
Exactly what it is.
And
no disrespect to that movie. I like the first one.
First one's not bad, but I remember when it came out and like no one responsible for that movie was saying it. This is something that still happens today, and we're like, wait a minute, this already happened 10 years earlier. Yeah. Like, come on, there's nothing new about this. Like, the car chase is cool.
All the cars,
but that's the only new part of it. We've seen this story before.
It's like beat for beat.
Yeah, it really is. Like, it really, really is. Oh, kinky shit. It's like been a hell of a first day. Robbing a drop car, getting Corona's Chinese. When the hell are they going to go home? You fucking taking hoot shots from the bottle of Jack. Utah's on the Coronas. Pap is just down and out. This is great. Jumping on the table.
Going where the waves are.
Oh, Busey. Busey. God, I just love him. I just watched Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. He got nominated for an Oscar for the Buddy Holly story. People forget that.
This kid's great.
Because I'm 25.
I feel like that's a kid. Is that like Devin Sawa or something?
No, it's not him, but he was in like a few movies at the time.
Little Giants? Was he that was Devin Sawa, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he just has one of those faces. One of those faces from those, he was in like kids. A few LA yep. set movies. X-Stoned. I love that.
X-Stoned.
Pabst goes, it's either me or you out there on the board. Catch my drift. How hard could it be? Great editing cut. How hard could it be? You always want to try to answer a question with an editing cut. Oh. So how hard could it be? You don't need to have any more fat on it. Like, what is Reeves going to say back? Well, I don't know. It looks kind of difficult. You hard cut to it looking and being very difficult. Always try to answer a question with a cut. Oh, that's how hard. Look at that board. Board's such a piece of shit.
Oof. You ever try to surf?
No, I mean, no, because I tried to skateboard when I was younger. I had a lot of friends who were really serious into skateboarding. My brother was like crazy into skateboarding, and I did not have the hand-eye coordination for it. I was never really good at snowboarding. I mean, 2 feet, same 2 feet planted on the ground, the hard ground, you know, or hard. Firm boxing ring. I'm better at that. I'm better at running, stuff like that. But no, I find watching professional surfers, especially in person, absolutely exhilarating. Mm. Have you ever tried?
Oh God, no.
No, yeah.
I know myself well enough.
I'm not
going to survive that.
Yeah. I mean, you can get your ass kicked. Patrick Swayze like broke ribs filming this because he wanted to do a lot of his own stunts. Yeah. It's a very, very dangerous thing. To go out like in these huge waves like he's doing and attempted, you could definitely get mucked up. And but no, oh sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say here she is the intro to our
great Lori Petty.
The great Lori Petty. The
staple of the 90s.
Queen of the 90s. Yes. Well, no, she's not the queen. Well,
she was one.
But she was one of them.
Yes.
Yep.
If you're a fan of 90s,
yeah,
movies,
Lori she's Petty there. Was someone that you know very well.
Goddamn right. Name's Utah, who cares,
but I'm Johnny Utah. I love that that's his excuse for it.
No, he goes, my name's Utah.
No, he says, but I'm Johnny Utah.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think he goes, my name's Johnny Utah, not because I'm Johnny Utah.
No, I think it's
okay, let's hear.
Did he say it's some other point? I feel like he says it.
The Johnny Utah-ness hasn't become a thing yet. No, I mean, we've heard like quarterback punk, but yeah, it's kind of cool when like, you know, they recognize him during the pickup football game. Like, don't you know who this is, man? Oh my God, didn't mean to get in your face. But I don't think he ever uses it as like a hard excuse, at least toward her. But I love that he's like, okay, this is going to be my in. She's not robbing the bank, but.
See, this just reminds me like right now, like this thing that she's wearing, the music. Like, this just reminds me of, like, 90s.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The whole damn movie. It was Point Break, and then she did A League of Their Own, Free Willy, Poetic Justice, In the Army Now, Tank Girl. It was a solid run. It was a really solid run.
Man, I miss this time period. Showing my age.
Nostalgia, baby, nostalgia.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. But no, she fits into this so well. Apparently, she didn't even know how to swim before filming this movie.
Wow.
Yeah. So Keanu had never been on a surfboard. Swayze had like a little bit, but he wasn't expert at it. And she'd never even like been in the water or been in the ocean. I love holding up the height.
Yeah.
She's great. Definitely. Definitely.
Whoa.
Both parents.
Both parents.
Died. Car accident.
Yeah. Yeah, I can use this.
I can manipulate her, which leads to sex without ever telling her the truth. Yep. 90s movies and their politically incorrect stances on these things. These things don't hold up now today, but, you know, we're here for the entertainment value. Yeah. Look how like excited he is by this.
That could work.
He loves definitely. That's a Johnny Utah staple.
Oh my god. And I love that he just goes in here and just like lays on this whole entire story.
Yeah, he's been cooking it up. But it's kind of cool with the dialogue. We see that like this isn't his first time coming here. Yep. But I love just how like over it she is with him.
Yep.
To go hanging around here.
Look at those arms and that tight shirt. He's the man.
Punk, quarterback punk. Yeah, so he's like been, you know, he's been coming around a little bit. That's
to
great.
Go.
That's great. The eye look. He's been waiting for his end to drop the my parents are deadline. It's a good detective there. FBI agent.
You don't understand.
Also kind of funny to think that he is only supposed to be 25 in this, which is extremely young just for like a human being. It's just funny. That's a lie.
Do it, Johnny Utah. Give her the business.
That's right.
Like, who starts out saying that?
Nah, I mean, he's been practicing this shit. He's got to nail this in one take. He can't break. Here comes the acting. This is Johnny Utah actor. He's undercover, baby. Deep. Deep undercover. I love it. I mean, he sells it well. It's really good, you know, emotional manipulation.
Yep, that's all this is.
That's all it is.
Do you think you could get away with this these days?
No, that's what I just said. These are the things that probably don't hold up by today's standards. Yeah, this type of manipulation, but we're here for the entertainment value.
Well, yes, but I'm saying even if you were doing it today in a movie, do you think it could still be done, even if the purpose was to be exploitive in that way?
Do you think he could pull off this sort of grift? Is that what you mean?
No. Like, if a movie was to put this into their script, like, okay, this character is going to manipulate this person through some thing, like both parents deceased in a car crash. Do you think that today you could let it go, would let it just being, or would you have to then say, no, I'm going to emotionally manipulate her by using this?
I mean, yeah, you'd have to add in something, especially if it leads to sex, because this is emotional manipulation. Like, he is lying to her, and they end up, you know, become hooking up, and that is not cool.
Not cool.
Yeah, by any standards, but people talk about these things more nowadays. In 1991, it wasn't, you know, they're just making an action movie.
Best goddamn action movie.
That's good. You're surfing. I love these teaching. It's so good. The people walking by laughing at him is just a great little bit. That it's a rep on the line here. This movie did come close to being made in 1986-87. There were a lot of different people in the air for old Johnny Utah, Matthew Broderick. Johnny Depp was probably the biggest name that was thrown around.
Oh.
Val Kilmer, Charlie Sheen. I mean, he does pick it up pretty quickly. You got to give it to him.
Well, he's Johnny Utah.
Yeah, Johnny
Utah. He's going to pick it up.
Yeah, he's a quick study. Great athlete. But, I mean, this is going to lead to shortly here. Just one of the great intros, character intros. Swayze coming up behind her, sneaking up on her. God, I love it.
I always, whenever Patrick Swayze comes on, I always like to refer to him as our good friend Dan. Always likes to refer to as Patrick Swayze in this movie as the ultimate man.
The ultimate man. You got to be willing to achieve the ultimate. Get the ultimate prize. Mustafa. Yeah, he's a man with a very specific code, you could say. You know, he's like this Buddhist, but go around robbing banks, killing people if he has to.
And he's absolutely perfect.
Oh God, he's so perfect.
His run is really iconic.
Oh God, it's one of my favorites. Always been a huge fan of his. But this is, definitely my favorite. Swayze.
Yeah, this is mine too. He's always, no matter what his role was, he was always really good at potentially something that wouldn't be very iconic.
Sure.
Could turn into that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like Roadhouse has no business working.
And no, it works. It works because of him.
Because of him.
Yeah, because he's so in.
Yep. And this wouldn't work.
It's certainly not as well.
Not as well.
It's lightning in a bottle with these two. I really found them both just right at the right time.
Yep.
The music that cues up. What's up? Oh, this is so, I mean.
Oh, my God.
So he was definitely a quick study. If he wasn't that good of a surfer by filming. Yeah, they're on it. Should also say he does all his own skydiving in the film, which is nuts.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. I read something like he did 55 jumps just for this movie. Like, that's insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's a modern savage.
Yeah, he is. The ultimate ride. But it's just, you know, there's these different layers. Like, because we don't know that she knows him well yet. And it's, you know, when he's sneaking up on her. I love that. Their whole game.
Yes.
Never a bad time to slow things down for some pickup football.
Throwing around some pig skin.
Yeah. Good catch.
Oh, man. Forgot that Anthony Kiedis is going to be in this.
Yes, he is. Briefly. Briefly, because he wouldn't show up to rehearsals. So they were like, we're going to take you out first.
He was doing some things.
Put me down.
He has one of my favorite all-time screams in all of movie history, though.
When he gets shot?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You feel that. I love that. Little reference to Dirty Dancing. I think that's what he drives in it. 57 Chevy. I sort of like quiet talking. Nice catch.
Ooh.
Good catch. Again, answering it. That's a bit of a question. And then we answer it with a cut. Not, hey, you want to play?
Yeah.
Boom, we just go right to it.
Yep.
These dudes take this game fucking seriously.
Oh, this is awesome, though. I mean.
Sorry, man. Didn't mean to get in your face. But just the way, like, he runs him down into the fucking water. Oh, God, it's great.
I just love that you just got the car headlights.
Oh, yeah.
All of these guys just playing football on the beach.
Do you know who this is, man? It's Johnny Utah. Yeah, it feels very authentic. Just down here mixing it up. I love that.
Oh.
That hair. God, his hair. Oh. Yeah, she even gets a touchdown in there.
Man, I wish I was good at things like this.
Still time.
No, there's no.
It's no, done.
Not for me, brother.
Look at this. Look at it. He loves that tackle. I mean, playing like pickup football with people who are taking it this damn seriously. I mean, they're doing like real tackles and shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's look a back that body shit. Drop like, for no reason.
Like flipped him over. Look at this. Boom. Oh, just taking him out.
I'm coming taking this guy out.
And where the hell is the line here? Like the boundary line. I mean,
he's just hitting bodies. Ocean. He's probably hitting guys on his own
look
team.
Look at this shit. Running it down. Like, what? Yeah. How did we get all the way out there? Hey, man, I was way out of line.
Way out of line.
Uh-oh.
That's testosterone. Yeah, but look at the respect. Testing.
It's like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. I mean, get in your face. But then look how impressed Lori Petty is. You did this?
Yeah. And now everyone's like, oh, no, you're cool. You're cool, man. You're cool.
That's a hell of a game. John, you taught me to get in your face. Nuked. Oof.
A little foreshadowing for the replacements, you know what I'm saying?
What, his knee? Just his football skills?
Football skills.
Yeah, sure.
Didn't anyone have anything better to do that day?
That's a great movie, too. That's just fun. He took a pay cut on that so that Gene Hackman could be hired.
It's because Keanu's the fucking man.
Yeah, he is. He absolutely is.
So this is your favorite Keanu of all time?
Yeah, I mean, just this is my favorite movie he's in. I love him. I love Keanu Reeves. Don't get me wrong. But I just have such a high amount of respect and appreciation for this movie. And yes, you bother me. The rolled up sleeves. Is he so damn mad?
Ben Pappas.
I love him in Platoon, you know. I got a bad feeling about this one. A bad feeling. Oh my God, he's just so, he's always so keyed up in this movie. Squat, what a great. These ex-presidents are bank robbing killers. Like, they just can take banks down. They're better than the Heat crew.
I caught the first tube this morning.
Yeah. Why'd you bring it in here?
Yeah. I know.
It will fit.
Yeah, this is your lame-o idea.
Exactly. Opens the door with the surfboard. Great touch. Now they're getting down into hair. Like, they're really getting down in there. Pay attention. We get some great 90s character actors when they're out there, like, stealing hair on the beach. Just some of those people you only saw in 90s movies. It's great. They're taking this so seriously, like, how they're tracking it. It's like, dude, just let us watch some surfing scenes. But, you know. I love this, but it'll piss off Art. Let's do it anyway. Good enough for me.
My man.
Double high five. This doesn't look like the best place to be surfing or on the beach.
No.
You know?
There's
love
a,
that.
There's
people don't
the
care.
Pollution fucking coming out of the thing.
No one gives a shit. Fucking sandals.
I can't believe that you're just going around cutting people's hair.
Right, and like you thought those two dudes could have been some of the ex-presidents? I don't know. So what? He didn't bust us.
Bruh.
Huge sucker. I mean, how many globs of hair do you think they actually got this day? Like from...
Saved your life, bro. Close one.
How many different like variations could they think of? Like, how many suckers could you get out of a guy's hair? How many people you just go up and snip, snip? Boom. I got a match. It worked.
There it is. Cheers to the title.
Oh, back off, War Child. Seriously. Iconic sequence here, and it like a really, really well done fight scene.
Oh, yeah.
Music kicks in. How like Busey can't get to him, and then Swayze's just all, and you know, all the way there. This is a real thing. Like, people who are serious about their surfing, you cannot like get on their wave. You can't do
any of that shit. You can't even be in their beach.
Yeah, damn right. I mean, that still goes on.
You gotta pay Surfer Gang Dahui?
Come on, paddle. Huh?
Surfer Gang Dahui?
Yeah, whatever that means.
It's a surfer gang. Like, it's
don't mess
one of
with
the
them.
Notorious ones. Don't mess with Dahui.
Uh-oh. Yeah, this is the guy. I love how War Child just breaks the damn surfboard. One hit. Get off my wave. Yep. Big mistake.
You shit.
Not only does he like punch him in the face, and he cuts his board out. It's like, that's a double whammy. That's his first board, man. Probably meant a lot to him. Back to the valley, man. Politeness counts. You think that would be like a good enough tell-off, though. Like, I think the dude got his point, but no. Now we're going to get my three guys, and we're going to jump this dude 4-on-1, because we're really going to teach him a lesson.
Yeah.
Psychos. But it is a good, like, kind of a trick for the cops and maybe a little for us. Like, oh, could these be the guys? Patience out, chat. The amount of, like, artillery this gang has, you know, the War Child Anthony Kiedis gang. Damn, they pulling out a fucking arsenal. Oh, this is just great. Where'd he go? The whole staging. So yeah, they had to rehearse this fight scene, and apparently, like, Anthony Kiedis never showed up or was always late. And they said, like, whoever doesn't show up, we're gonna give you the least amount of time. So that's why he gets punched out first and, like, taken out of the equation.
Yeah,
he had other things to do. You know, he was in a band. He, you know, probably other things.
The other things. Yeah.
Great tension build. We're just gonna fuck you up. Oh, I love this guy.
There he is.
Yep. That guy. That's a good stare down.
Oh yeah.
There he is. It's the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus. Okay. Swayze just comes in here and fucking wrecks it with his kung fu. He's throwing kicks. He's doing all sorts of shit. And then I love when it's done, he just goes, just keep walking. Damn. Oh, yeah. Oof. That's a strong dude.
Done.
And these punches sound real. They sound wet. They actually sound real. It's not like thump, thump. All that dumb shit.
Oh, damn.
I mean, yeah, they're like trying to kill him just for messing up his wave and dinging his board. But as we know, War Child doesn't fuck around. You gotta love that Swayze gives him a chance, though. Back off, War Child, seriously. Yeah. that's a chance. But I love the respect you see right away for Bodhi. Everyone else really respects him. Kiss my ass. He's serious, too. I love that. Thank you.
Bunker.
Knew he couldn't let it go. Yeah, I owe you a punch.
Ooh.
Ooh. Boom, here we go with the kicks. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Damn, gut punch kick. The final War Child hit, you really feel that, the sound of it and the wetness. Boom. It's been stimulating, but we're out of here. I love his advice, though. Just keep walking. Don't look back. Great save here by Busey. Oh, that stole car stereo. If you look closely, Busey makes a face like, God damn it, I almost got caught as he runs off.
Nazi assholes.
That guy's name is Lupton Pipman. Their program. It's just the 90s the lingo, language. Yeah. Illegal shit.
That's not what I'm talking about.
It would get radical. They're not out here for the sea. I love this. I just love the way he carries his board. He feels so authentic.
Yeah.
The damn hair. God. Combined tonight, I'm having a few people over. It's like a fucking huge throwdown party. I love that. Fire spitters. Mm-hmm. So polite.
Oh, come on, Tyler.
Yeah, but now they got a good lead.
Yep.
These lunatics are a little too sloppy, I think, to get 28 banks, you know, like in a summer, but it's a solid lead.
Well, they got Bodhi as their leader.
No, I mean these guys that they're following, the War Child crew. I think they're a little too sloppy to take down. They're a little too loud, too radical.
Jesus Christ.
Pulling up in the damn front yard.
Can you imagine being their neighbors?
No. That'd be a tough time. Damn, these, I mean, yeah, what a rap sheet. That's like our first really great action scene is when they try to take this house.
Oh, lawnmower. I love that scene so much.
Lawnmower was so damn scary. That was a really cool like time cut there when we cut back to that coverage. Now it's night. It was well done. Utah's got a party to get to. These two guys again. Ah, they're great.
Cold pizza.
Good for breakfast.
So when was the first time that you saw this?
I mean, I don't remember because it would have been so long ago, but it was, honestly, it was probably on TV, like just on cable when I was a kid. But this was one that, I mean, there's no like overt sexuality in it. So I don't know. It is R, but, you know, as dedicated listeners of the pod will know, my parents were pretty lenient on me. So, I mean, we had this on VHS and I was just watching it constantly, buying 92, 93 all the time. Didn't know what the hell was going on for a lot of it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's when a movie's been in your life that long and you never get bored of it. I watch this damn thing all the time. What about you?
Oh, man. I mean, it definitely was on video, but I remember my aunt and I watched this movie together. We had like a couple of like, we always would watch certain types of movies together. They were bad action movies.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't mean that this is like a bad movie, but like, I remember we watched Drop Zone, that Wesley Snipes skydiving movie.
Which was built off of this movie. Gary Busey in the villain role. I love Drop Zone.
We would watch movies like that. We would watch like B horror movies together.
Oh yeah,
like that. That was always my like biggest like fond memory of growing up with my aunt. And I remember this was one because like the funniest thing is like, my mom and my aunt would date guys like this.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
And so, there was always this sort of, like, a revolving door around my family of, like, these, like, long-haired, metal, but surfing wasn't such a big thing, but
yeah,
same type of idea.
Just the vibe.
Yeah, just the vibe. So I always felt connected to this movie just because I was like, oh, yeah, I used to grow up with these type of dudes all the time.
Right, you're like, I know a few of them. Yeah. Yep. This is cool because Swayze is so serious. He goes, no, it's real.
It's absolutely real.
But look how he just turns. It's like he's... Yeah. Yeah. And he's basically just like admitting that if he has to die here, he doesn't care. Because you got to be... It's absolutely real. You got to be willing to pay the ultimate price. Great to shoot him through the flames like that. He's in. He is so into it. And I will be there.
And I will be there.
Yeah, like, screw it. I'm just robbing banks to save time. Keep it going until whatever. Yeah, they're all just like, whatever. This is my life. I'll go and I'll go. Surfing, yep. Fine. Who cares? Yeah.
Yep.
I agree.
Well, that's the hand signal that means she wants to be followed.
Safe assumption. I mean, we're about to come up to a trippy-ass sequence that, like, do surfers actually go out for these like epic night surfs? Like, I wonder if that really is a thing, because that just seems incredibly fucking dangerous to me. I mean, under like a full moon, I don't know, maybe your eyes would adjust, kind of, but yeah, probably not. But I love it. It's such a cool sequence. He's like, you gotta feel the ocean, you gotta feel it. Yeah. Aren't they ever?
Yep.
Bonsai. Moonies.
Oh my god, it reminds me of like Lost Boys with like the room just in, like, candles yep. everywhere.
I love Lost Boys too.
I know, it's so a great good. One. He'll take it to the edge.
I do think this is the movie that turned Keanu like into being taken seriously, like as a man. Like I'm not Bill anymore, you know, from Bill and Ted, or I'm not doing that. Well, I mean, I still will do stuff like that, but I also can play like mature adult roles.
Well, he never really after this went back to that type of thing though. Like he kind of became an action guy after this.
Well, because Speed, he gets Speed because of this, and Speed really launches him into like. Because that Speed was like a way bigger movie in terms of box office success than this was. This actually wasn't that big of a hit. It definitely made its money back and then some, but this one is one that got a, it has like more of a cult status now than other action movies of this kind. Speed's just like a solid fucking action movie, you know?
It's so
good. It always has been, but it hasn't like really achieved this like kind of cult status. Everyone just knows that it's solid.
But yeah, I mean, Bill and Ted 2, that probably came out shortly after this.
It did.
Yep.
Might have even been the same damn year, honestly. It might have also been 91. Yeah,
it might have been.
And then with My Own Private Idaho, like that's a great year.
It's a good year. And then Dracula, that came out in like 93.
92, yeah.
92.
Not his best. He still had some work to do.
Oh, it's
a funky movie, though.
It's the Castle Fog.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. Not really his best. But that's okay. We love you. We always will. I must be losing it. That's in this sequence. Yeah. You can tell they're shooting these day for night. You know, they shot these during the day and took all the lighting out, made it look like night.
I mean, you
wouldn't be able to like leave. No insurance company would cover taking actors out and surfing like literally at night where you can't see, exactly where you can't see shit.
Yeah.
I love it. Be so serious. Feel what it's doing. Paddle. Let's jam.
Paddle. Go, boy, jam. Oh, man.
I love that. This is when they share their moment. Utah's crossing over. Is he? Has he gone too deep? Will he be able to take his friend down? Look at these fucking waves. If it's really night, like, you could just die so easily. Oh, yeah. It could just swallow you right up.
But you just gotta feel the wave and charge with it.
Absolutely. Mark Isham did the music for this. Really want to call him out. I think the best piece of music is during the skydiving sequences. Oh, but it's a great score. It's a really, really strong score. Not your standard, like, generic action movie score, which I can never really tell them apart nowadays, you know?
Yeah, it's very true.
Unless Hans Zimmer's doing it. This guy, he's like this
poor bastard.
Well, no, he's the animal. He's the one who has Laura Petty hostage in the end.
That's right,
like, he is a machine who's on. He will slit her throat if he does not hear from me. He's actually a really good actor. He's one of the leads of Oz, the TV show. He's been in a ton. They're still out there. Yep.
It's got to be so cold. Now, this could have been filmed at night.
This looks like it was in a tank to me.
Yeah,
this looks like it's in a tank somewhere because you get the lights overhead, those lights down on him. So, yeah, this is probably a tank. Because there's no, like, blue bouncing off or anything. They don't need to sell that it's the ocean anymore. That tank water can probably get cold, though. Probably costs a lot to heat it up. Falling for each other. Full manipulation about to come through here. Johnny Utah feels bad, though. So good.
It's just so good. I think that
you don't have. Oh,
don't yeah, have goosebumps. it's just this is a great example of something so bad it's good.
Yeah, it's just perfect. I love it. Fine enough to me. No problems for me.
Because part of what makes it is because, like, even, like realistically, like, this moment's still earned. It doesn't matter that we took some, like, fun, like, ridiculous, like, oh.
Right.
Goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
Like ridiculous little moments that we're all laughing at, but when we get to this, it's all like, yeah.
That's a nice one. Yeah, that's a tank, because that's a huge light up there.
I think
I'm really late.
My favorite one is when it's at the end where he's on the phone. He's like, Christ, why is it always, I can't
say what I mean. Yeah. It's hilarious when he's trying to call to apologize. Yeah. This is so funny. I mean, you got a job to do, bud. You got to go to War Child's house. I got to go. I'm really late. Go.
But we've all been here, right? Haven't we? We've
waking up on the beach.
On the beach.
Yeah, just, sure. Like,
shit.
Yeah, late. I'm late. Late for work. Very relatable thing. Just gonna leave her here.
Yep, just leave her on the beach. Naked on the beach.
Yeah, seriously. God. Yeah, nice moment of tenderness followed by like a really riveting action scene. Nice little audience manipulation there, you know?
Yeah.
Keeping us on the edge of our feet. Well, then get moving. I love Busey. Nice of you to show up.
Oh, man. You know, it's one of those things where, I mean, I've never come from the beach like that, but I've been in situations where I've showed up late for something and feel like certain older people just kind of get it. They're like, why is this young person late?
Yeah.
Well, it was probably doing something like that.
Being young. Being and dumb. Young
and dumb. And out of.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I love that. What a flake. Late to your own raid.
Worthless punk.
Scooby, that's the best dog name you could think of. Scooby.
All right, here's how it is.
Also, this is a really good action movie that does not rely on a lot of slow motion. We've had some during the surfing, but just here when they like throw the guns across the room, it's like, oh. I think the best use of slow motion is when you, you know, use it very sparingly, very little. Looking for his dog in what cannot be the best neighborhood.
I love how he's looking for his dog. He's going out in the undercover mode, but he's still like rocking like the microphone. He's still buttoning his shirt. Scooby!
Yeah. He's not even fully ready to go yet. Say hello, dog. No, man. Decides to go up to their door. We're also going to get a very quick cameo at the end of the sequence from the great Tom Sizemore.
No way.
How could it be Robin this big when they were at Fort fucking Lauderdale? Oh, yeah. Nice hair. That's him.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Yep, he's deep undercover. They just don't know that. I think he's DEA. That would have been a tough assignment living in this damn house, traveling with this crew for months.
Yeah, this really is a very well done action sequence.
Well, a big thing with action, like doing it well, is geography and knowing where we are. And we get like, we haven't had this wide like helicopter drone shot of the house. We don't need that. You're just establishing the angles. Okay, we get to Utah. Is it, you know, one end of the house? We get that Busey's going in front, you know, that lawnmower. That's going to be an issue. It sets everything up without taking too long and without rushing it.
Well, this guy's just having like freaking conniption fit listening to music.
Anthony Kiedis. He's probably drugged out.
Well, yeah.
I think that's the
100%.
Jesus. I think that's the implication. There's a bunch of hopheads.
Oh,
cockapoo. FBI lady. That great slow motion. Pulling out a fucking arsenal. Can't hear shit because of the lawnmower.
Goddamn lawnmower.
old school lawnmower too. Could really hack your chin up. Gotta be careful. Alvarez. Shit.
Here we go.
Yeah, because we're really going to see that Keanu is like just great with his physicality. You know, I mean, he can really like throw his weight around. Look at that. It's nothing. Yeah, the thing, the violence I feel the most in this movie is this foot shot coming up and then his chin like millimeters away from that lawnmower. You can just feel that. Ugh.
Just in case we've said it, we said it's Anthony Kiedis, but for whoever who may not know that, he's the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth mentioning. One of your all-time favorite bands.
Absolutely.
And they were 91. Where are they at in their career? They're young.
So 91, yeah. I don't know if Blood Sugar Sex Magik came out yet, but that was the album that turned them into like the rock star fame that they have today.
Oof.
Oh, damn, she's done.
I don't know if she got hit. I would assume she would have had to.
They were right in the way.
Trying to take these guys on with pistols is, Fuck it. That is a fucking hand cannon. That's like a damn grenade launcher. That had to be James Cameron's idea.
Oh,
that's
like
War Child hold the biggest fucking gun imaginable. Yeah, they take down Sizemore. Watch out. It's like head hits his neck. Shit. Bad takedown. And he's pissed because he's undercover. Ruining his raid. Nice hair, Deeks. Great headshot. Total control, smooth. I love that she's not even happy about it. She like hits him. Gotta give it to the woman in the shower too.
Comes out,
gets some good hits on Keanu Reeves. She really knows how to go for it. Boom.
Oh
yeah,
damn.
She can definitely throw down. Elbow shot. She hit him double fisted too.
I mean, it's tough to defend.
Here we go. Oh dear. Yeah. Great scream.
Great scream.
Oh. Damn, she's still going. That's right.
Still going.
Damn, she got a hit in.
She's going to stab. Sure.
She's definitely going to jail.
She's done.
Yep.
Out the window.
Boom! Right out the window.
That's how we have to do it. You always want to tackle someone right out of window? I sure have.
Hell yeah, because I watch so many action movies. No one ever gets cut when that happens, right? No, you don't get cut by any of the glass, right? It's easy.
Now this is one of those best examples of something where it's like action movies today never do something like this anymore, where it's like just play with like the simplicity of like the danger of everyday objects.
Exactly. And we talk, I feel like this is a theme on this pod that we talk about this, like that realistic violence almost hurts more. Because, I mean, we can just all imagine.
Because now we know, like, oh, God. Like, this is so much more riveting than, like, anything else. Especially with the clink. Oh, there that goes.
I mean, yeah, you really think, oh, my God.
And he gets close, too.
He gets very close. I mean, they obviously had to CG that blade because it's just too close to him. But War Child is, like, bigger than Johnny Utah. You really think this could happen? What the hell does Busey
say? And the wheel, he's, like, losing grip because of that.
He goes, there you go.
Boom.
Speaking of the mind, into the mic, squid brain. I got it, squid brain. What the fuck? What kind of insult is that? War Child's going away for a long time. Wow. Tough break. It would have been a bad day. Lawnmower chin scrape. But yeah, you really feel that. Oof, he's having maybe the worst time. Probably wishes he was dead.
Don't touch it.
I still don't know if those are their guys or not. And then Tom Sizemore is going to come break up the party. Oh, so that was like his first time being involved in kills. I get it. Favorite target still today. I forgot about that.
That's a nice scene to have.
Yeah. Cowboys, huh? Oh, Sizemore. Pure junk. Crystal myth. Yeah. Think I like this hair, man.
Yeah. My one was.
I love that. That's a great one. Then McGinley. It's pretty hard to do, isn't it? Fort fucking Lauderdale. Not easy to do it. Fucking McGinley can never cut him a break. No yep. slack, no attaboys. Such a hard ass. I mean, I guess they aren't bringing the case in, so that's what a captain's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
That was all for nothing.
Yep.
I mean, you got to take out some bad dudes, but that was a DEA job.
What is staging right here?
That's a great shot with the black sheets.
Yep.
Very well lit. Thinking, what's my next move?
What am I going to do? Oh, man. This cop stuff is harder than I thought. Oh, man. Shit. I need to go surfing. Definitely.
Definitely. Like you've seen ghosts.
That was his whole entire thought process.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely.
Microphone alarm or a football
helmet.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, he's a quarterback punk, so it all
I'm thinking
fits.
Of the speaker of the microphone line still.
This is great. He does this. Now the movie's going to get a little complicated, just a little bit. Because, I mean, it gets complicated the next time they show up at the house to go skydiving. But we get a little end of who knows what, because here it's like the first instance of him putting it together. Like, well, could that be the same ass from the video, you know? So it's the same. Then they're going to stake it out. So then the whole question becomes like, Keanu Reeves knows, I think, by the time he's in that standoff with Bodhi when he has the gun pointed at him, he knows that's Bodhi, so he's figured it out. Obviously, the ex-presidents now know that Keanu Reeves is an FBI agent, but they don't know that each other knows that. So that's what keeps the kind of rift, the grift going a little bit. Very layered for an action film.
Yep.
I love that he just sees this ass and he's like, oh yeah, that must be.
That's the ass.
That's the ass.
I know an ass
I've
anywhere.
I've studied that ass. I looked at that ass for hours. It looked like I've seen a ghost. Yeah, I've seen a ghost piece of ass. I printed that ass out and put it on my wall. It's on my cubicle. I just love
how
it.
How you breakfast to that ass.
Yeah, exactly. I gotta go.
I brushed my teeth to that ass.
A new client. What is his cover for her? His job cover? I forget. He said it, I think, in the cafe.
He's a lawyer? Law school, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so now they're like putting it together. It could be him. Now they're following him. This is also very well lit. Nice soft light.
He goes at Patrick's Roadhouse.
Patrick, there you go. Yep. Forgot about that. Yeah. Roach. They're moving on. Summer's over.
Definitely out.
Emphasis on definitely.
That's the drinking game. How many times do you say definitely?
Yeah, we're at like 3 or 4.
No, that's 2 and 1.
God. I hate that. It's bad in my report. I mean, everything from this hard cut to Busey reading the comic books to, I don't know exactly how many minutes it is, but from Keanu Reeves shooting the gun into the air, like from here to shooting the gun into the air, we were about to get one of the best action sequences of the 90s, if not ever. Oh my God, car chase into an amazing foot chase.
The foot chase, that's my favorite foot chase.
It is because, I mean, the cameras back in 1991, maybe shooting in 1990, are bulky. They are big. They are film cameras. You're lugging around a lot of canisters of film. Like, it's not easy to do that. That's why you can't do the chase scenes in like a lot of one takes. Like, you can't do that because the cameras are too big. And it, yeah, this is like one of the best foot chases. It probably is my favorite.
Here it comes.
The music. Dun, 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 dun. But the way this whole thing is staged, like the camera's just going to get a... like
You talk.
Give me two. The camera's going to spin around here. This is all one shot. Very careful. Look at these angles they're picking. It's going to like pan out. It's going to move out to catch what we need to catch. But I love that he misses it. I mean, it's just, oh, it's beautiful.
Okay, yeah. He orders himself a tuna and wheat so he can get the protein.
Yeah. Always a little healthier than Pappas. Of course, Pappas didn't see that. He's reading his fucking Calvin and Hobbes. $7.84 for that.
For the three sandwiches and two drinks.
God. Like $30 in LA now.
It, probably more.
Yeah.
Yeah. A roadkill.
This is great. It's so unsatisfying that he goes to take a bite, but then they come out. They don't even give him a full bite. The ass. That rhino. There it goes.
There it is.
Oh, shit. So now they're all figuring this out. They're like, oh, shit.
Well, yeah,
our boy is a damn FBI agent trying to track us.
Just open fire in
the street. Yeah, open fire, right, yeah. Just... totally fine. Totally above board. Jesus Christ. I love this. He's like, come on, hurry up. He's like, I'm going, God damn it. Pappas is a great person to be driving.
I know,
because he's so angry about it. They pull up next to a party. He's like, we got you, we got you. Hubcap falls off. Nice touch. So they're playing off. I don't fucking believe Utah is a cop. Like, this is nuts. I'm losing them.
Vroom.
I mean, this is, even this car chase is so well done. They go to the damn parking garage and they're like parallel with each other.
Yep.
Where is he, Dick? They're still calling each other their president's names. Man, we're fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this part when we're like parallel with him. Do you see him? Oh God, it's so fucking exciting. Moving in and out like that, moving in.
I'm so
all one shot here.
Well, the longer you like, this is the trick. Like, the longer you stay on the shot, the more interesting it is.
Yeah, because it puts us more in. I love that. We got you.
Yeah.
We got shit. It puts us more in there. It keeps the realism of it. Like,
oh,
yeah. It's one of the reasons why this works so well is because all the shots are held for so long and it's not like cutting.
Great run.
Yeah, he can run. He can run.
Yeah, it's a good run.
Especially, like, it ain't easy to run holding a gun or holstering one.
Yep.
I mean, I would assume. Emergency sanitation. Don't do it, man. Don't be dumb. Look how he just tosses this poor guy, like squeegeeing his windshield. Not even this guy.
Just try it.
This guy gets fucked up. Oh, poor dude. Don't do it, man. Don't be dumb. Run. Oof. Poor dude, man. He doesn't make a lot of money. Then you get Keanu coming up with the, coming up through the flames. I mean, this is an amazing shot. Another great use of slow-mo. We're going to slow it down to through the Reagan mask, through the flames. Ugh.
Damn.
That's like fucking perfect. It's just so cool.
That's just crazy. Crazy imagery.
Got to get rid of the car, the drop car.
I mean, haven't we all at one point? Here it comes.
Boom! Through the flames. I love, nice touch that his coat catches on fire a little bit.
Yep.
I mean, both of them do, yeah. Yeah, and they got to take off. Yeah. They got to leave him.
Ooh. I know, he's on fucking fire.
Yeah.
Fighting. Stop, drop, and roll.
Nah, he just does it with his hand. He's a badass. Here we go. Now the music kicks in.
Here we go. We're on a chase.
Yeah, they're both amazing runners. And I mean, this is just a insanely good scene. Through the alleyways, into the houses, locking the door, you get the dog.
The dog is the best thing ever. Like, you throw a dog at somebody, and it's going to stop them at least a little bit.
Yep, it will make a difference.
Yes, it will. I love how he's like laying in wait for him too. He's right. He's like, all right, I got him. When he comes in, I'm gonna throw this fucking dog at him.
It's almost like a little parkour. Like you can't stop moving. You just have to keep going.
Yep.
Go, go.
Parkour.
But it feels so, the sequence feels so lived in. Like they're having to run through like real shit, real obstacles.
Yeah.
Gets hit with like the gets hit with a vacuum cleaner or something.
Oof.
Good hurdle.
Nice.
Good
hurdle. Nice hurdle. Nice lead. Oh, down.
And what a lot of foot chase scenes get wrong is like the person doing the chase doesn't know like where the first person went, and they just guess and like find them. Here, you can always see a little bit of him. I think that's really important. That's great.
Like the Sam Shepard says in True West, the first guy doesn't know where he's going, and the second guy doesn't know where the other guy's taking him.
Yeah, I mean, very true. This is cool. We almost like go up over, and then, you know, now we're, and then we just cut. It's so great. I love that little move too. God, look at this. Like, this is really fucking hard to do. This is smart too, because
lock the
but
door.
But he sees him lock it. That's why he breaks it. So it's boom.
Oh, boom. Get the fuck out of this house. There it is. Ooh, oh,
tough
God.
Break.
Jeez, oh, like, my Jesus. God. Yeah, that's tough. I mean, that's the tough kick. Hit. But I mean, hey, you got to do it. But I mean, can you imagine not knowing that a dog's going to chuck
pit bull just on you? Like, oh, shit. Oh, here it goes. Knee injury. Comes screaming back.
Oh, God, that's such a dangerous...
I love, the sound of, like, his shoes squeaking. His like, scream here that he lets out when he injures his knee, that's so realistic. Oh, God, you can just feel this.
Oh, oh no! Oh, no.
The standoff.
Can't do it. Oh, watch out for the barbed wire.
Can't take out his friend.
And now he knows, he sees.
Mm-hmm. It's like they both know it, they just haven't like communicated it yet. And you know, Swayze still doesn't know that Keanu Reeves officially knows. You know, they're not aware that he has all the intel on them. Which is why they maintain this like skydiving ruse.
I love how Shaun of the Dead made that even more of an iconic sequence with the shooting of the air.
Yeah, I remember that. That is actually really, it's a great callback. Ooh, the knee's out of commission. You don't miss in my office. Maybe we haven't given enough attention to Gary Busey's wardrobe in this movie. It's just perfect for this guy. Oh. Like the, I don't even know what kind of shirts you would call those. They're not Hawaiian, certainly, but they work.
They are tailor-made, custom-made for
Hell
me.
Yeah.
I love those offices just right outside.
Yeah, I mean, I love when people say that maybe in my office, and it's like a bathroom or something. I love this. He goes, you look like hammered shit. Get him. Snaps at him. I love this. Yeah. That radiating goddamn clothes. Ooh. You look like hammered shit. Beep you. Love that.
Go home.
God damn it. Hell of a hit and run.
Yeah, I know.
Took her a little bit to go through his stuff. She was trusting, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because of that manipulation. Dead parrots. dead parrots will... that's some shared trauma. That'll get you far. But they've, you know, a few dates are sleeping over. And she's like, I don't know. I don't believe this hit and run story. Dead parents, I buy.
Yeah.
Hit and run.
Hit and run is a little fishy.
I'm going to go through his shit. Also, bro, why do you have like your fucking badge just like around?
Because that manipulation.
Man, how could I just say? I mean, harder than I thought to admit that you emotionally manipulated her into
sexual congress?
Yeah. I think right now he's like, that was a mistake. I shouldn't have done that. And he wants to come clean. But he just can't say what I think.
Don't worry. it's okay.
Yeah. Very kind of cliched kind of 90s women response. Yeah, I mean, yeah, even 2000s, yeah. You know, that's just starting to change, thank God. She goes for it too, though. She does that. She fires that warning round in the pillow. Nathaniel, I love that. Rosie. Those are incredible numbers. Lee Turkson is Rosie. Yeah, really famous actor. I mean, God. He's even in Weird Science, Oz, Generation Kill. He was Terry in Wayne's World and Wayne's World 2.
Yeah, that's right.
So he's, I mean, he's been around that. This is like the hardest role he ever played. I love you, man.
I know.
No. Oh, I love you too. Okay. Okay.
Just say thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yep. Alive. I love this. Just building them all up. We can take this fuck down. Also, keep in mind that like Swayze used to date Lori Petty's character, and he's just gonna offer her up on a platter to be this hostage. Yeah, she catches a bad break.
Well, I mean, he's gotten everything he needs from her.
I know, that's what I mean. They're just like using her. It's not nice to her.
No,
here
it's
we
not
go.
Nice. It's not
warning
nice.
Shot. This is like no this bullshit. Is,
oh man.
But I'm saying, man, you need to have like a safe around, or like you need to keep this shit secured. She found your gun too. She should not be able to find your gun.
She shouldn't have taken a shot. Jesus.
I mean, he's got his this. Your parents. Yeah. Feathers in the air, really nice touch.
Yeah. Double down. Double down. Say yes.
Nah, he's caught. He does not have a lot of weight on those dumbbells behind him. There is like 10 pounds on each side.
Yeah.
Utah needs to bulk up. Don't you have a soul? I mean, it's fair.
Should she be like? I feel like if I'm going to shoot someone, I'm just gonna put on some clothes.
Yeah, she couldn't wait for all that though. She had to find once she found the gun and the badge. Clothes weren't on her mind.
There it comes.
Here it is. Probably his best acting moment in the movie.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Good guess, huh? All right, now they're going to show up.
Yep.
That ain't Tyler, buddy. Great staging there with all of them in the frame.
Yep.
But this is always like a fun. See, like if you show this movie to someone who's never seen it, you can see them kind of doing the math, but like wait, don't they know that they know?
Yeah.
And then it's fun to kind of go, well, Swayze doesn't officially know that he knows, you know, that whole thing. It's just great.
Okay.
I'm gonna do this to you one day. I'm just gonna like show up at your house, get you out of bed, and take you fucking skydiving. No
oh
choice.
Oh my god, dude.
No choice.
I mean, that's pretty much that would probably be like skydiving would probably be the scariest thing that I could ever do.
Allie got it for me for Christmas a few years ago, and then COVID happened. So I still have my certificate. I'm fucking going. Still dude. Got my gift certificate. My dad's done it. He loved it.
Flying in a plane is like, it's my biggest fear is dying in a plane crash. Mm-hmm. It's not even the dying part, it's just the crashing part. But so to skydive would be like a huge, huge.
Might help you.
It might. I doubt it though.
Immersion therapy. Well, maybe, you know, you don't really jump out of the plane your first several times. You're going to be doing it tandem with someone.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Man on your back.
But I've always, I remember it was my 30th birthday, and I that was my goal, because I wanted to go skydiving on my 30th birthday.
There's always time. Yeah. It's very safe. If any skydiving place had an issue, like ever, then that place wouldn't exist, you know? So it's very, very safe as someone who's never done it.
I but like I to, hear tremendous thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, never mind. It's a little too personal. For why my dad wanted to do it. You understand why, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I love this. They change up all the bags, and then he just ends up with the same one. We gonna jerk off or jump? I think the most unrealistic thing about the skydiving scenes are the people who don't wear like goggles, because I don't think the glasses would hold, and I think your eyes would get dry as shit. Other than that, everything's so realistic. The fact that they fall for like 5 minutes, which would never happen. A neck breaker.
Yes,
that's the spirit, baby. That's my man. I mean, this scene is responsible for, like, I've been fascinated with skydiving. I just think it's awesome. I love that line.
Oh, Jesus. There he goes. That's really him.
That is absolutely him. When I do actually skydive, which will be sooner rather than later, you better believe that at some point I'll clear this with my jumper first. The tandem guy, I'm going to be like, hey, at some point during this fall, I'm going to yell, amazing.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing at the top of my lungs. And he's probably going to look at me, he or she, and go, everyone does that, man.
Yeah, I know, seriously.
So the close-ups obviously are just like on a wind turbine. But yeah, that is the sway. It's like doing it. That's like in a wind turbine, over a parking lot or something. And this is over like Utah, I believe, is where they shot this.
Oh, man. It's just gorgeous. I mean, it's just
the music is absolutely perfect. It cuts together well, too. Like you can be, you know, critical and be like, well, Keanu's coverage, it doesn't look like the same, but it actually kind of does 1991.
Especially when you match it with other ones
Well, because they're not using CGI. Those guys were just on a wind turbine. Maybe I'm not using the right term, but you know, you can do that indoor skydiving thing. It's essentially that.
You can manufacture the effect.
But they're just like 5 feet off the ground with a bunch of pads around them. And these shots and this coverage, I don't know, it still works.
Oh, no, it totally works. Like, I never once not
did, but God, it looks so cool. Oh,
God.
I love that.
I mean, that's a real shot too of that actor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, so obviously, clearly, like some of these guys.
Some people are out there actually doing it.
But I mean, if all these guys, if they did it 55 times, like,
I don't know if everyone did. I think the number I heard for Swayze doing that could have been prep as well, training. I don't know if it was all for this movie in particular. The circle coming together, it's so cool. I saw some like fucking Point Break skydiving thing on like Reddit. It was a while ago now, but they're people, you know, jumped. It's like a skydiving team, and one guy accidentally clips another guy like while they're falling and knocks him unconscious.
Oh my
God. So the dude is free falling unconscious, and someone's got a camera on their head, and he like fucking zooms over and like basically has to pull his chute for him.
Wow.
But it's crazy. And the dude who hit him obviously didn't mean to, they just didn't see each other.
Yeah.
But connected heads, and then. Yeah, I mean, he's just floating in the air, not going to pull his chute. It was really crazy. It was like something out of this movie. Back in Eagle, baby.
It's so ridiculous because, like, when they connect, like, it's so satisfying.
Oh, yeah, and then you see him separate. Look at this. Oh, yeah. God, and the music. It's just perfect. And one dude's got flippers on because they're related to water.
There it is.
Here comes iconic line. How do you feel? Yes, that's a great shot. You know, people are dead, 30 banks are down. Who cares though?
We're just nothing matters right now, man.
Diving in the sky.
This is what life's about.
Spiritual. Never get the spiritual nature of it. Thousand feet, pull. Always a competition.
That's the
infamous GIF right there. Never gets old. Meme forever.
Yep.
1,000 feet pool, and it's still everything's a competition. I mean, you got to think about this day though. This dude was woken up out of bed, like sun's coming up, immediately thrown into a plane, skydive for the first time in his life, about to land, find out his girlfriend's being held hostage. Now he has to find out he has to participate in a bank robbery. And his partner's going to die, and then he has to fucking skydive again. That's a hell of a day.
Yep.
I think he does it all before noon.
Yeah, I know, all before noon.
Yeah. Son of a bitch. But look how hard, like, just a nice touch that they land first. Obviously, he lands first hard because he shot out like, first.
Yeah.
And then the other three guys.
You couldn't pull your chute that soon.
No, okay. You break his legs. You were one radical son of a bitch.
Oof.
Yeah, it still wouldn't feel good on the knee, I wouldn't think.
Or the hip.
Well, you know, no, I mean, he's got that busted knee, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Johnny Utah's knee is out. I don't know why this has nothing to do with anything, but I just love that they included the attention to detail of one of the dudes very calmly and kindly explaining to Utah how to get out of his parachute. He's like, you just step out and walk, take another step. I don't know why. Like, he's just so nice to him. I just love those little details. Yep. That's all.
Ineffable. Wow.
This is an insurance policy. This. I don't know. I just love that.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Love this, like, ancient TV thing, whatever this is supposed to be, remote TV.
Like, now this would all be on a phone. He'd take out his phone.
Oh, yeah,
like, phone. I step in here. I need you to watch this. Well, I know. He pulls out this thing.
Yeah, I know. I love it. That's what I thought you were asking me earlier. Like, when could this work? And this movie couldn't work at all in the era of social media and stuff.
Yeah.
And just looking stuff up and, you know, it would all be about technology. I refuse to watch the remake. I never have.
There's just certain things that you just, you can't beat what Keanu Reeves and Patrick Swayze bring to it.
Yeah.
You can't beat the 90s feeling. Mm-mm. The era that it's like The Crow. I always say the same way. It's like there's something that is specific about the 90s.
Yeah.
That's unless you're going back in time and you're recreating it.
Right. But if you're doing it in 2000. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That feels like a Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer a little bit. This like footage. The movie came out a few years earlier. Have you ever actually seen that?
Oh yeah, we talked about that.
No, I know. I didn't know if you. I forgot if you had actually seen it. But that like invasion they do.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. He gets him in a great hold too. So let me talk.
Oh,
he goes. We're wasting time. That's what I love about you, Johnny. Yeah, let me talk. The language he uses to describe the situation, like, I hate violence.
Yeah.
You know, Rosie is an animal. I can never hurt her. I can never hurt her. Shit out of luck, bro. It will sting. Will.
Yeah, formed the throat.
Tough.
Side of the neck.
I believe that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I really do.
Yeah.
Like, I really believe it. I love this line, too. I shared time. We shared time. I love that.
Yeah.
It's just a simple explanation. A mechanism. Yeah. Great little line. Ugh, terrifying. This is great. We're wasting time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God, it's so good.
You know, my good friends Taylor and Brent, who are like at my bachelor party and stuff, this is like a movie I share with both of them. So I've been thinking of them a lot. We watch this. No, I mean, they'll probably be listening to this. So no joke, just a nice, wholesome shout out. People may remember Taylor from our mailbag episode. He had asked a really angry question.
Oh, yeah. You know, he was really on a line.
He was a little too far. I refer to him as old in another episode. He texts me. He's like, you just call me old. Fuck it. I am an FBI agent. I love how he Swayze clears the shotgun right before he gives it to him, though. She's yep. great. No mask for you, buddy.
Yep.
Yep, that's great detail, clearing it. Great line delivery.
Yeah.
In the wild. And then once we're in the bank, it's just, it's really tense. Everyone got a cop. And the real cop going, it's so good. Back me up. 90 seconds, as he gets greedy, goes for the safe, goes for the vault. Big mistake.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if that's really true because, she found out this lie there, Bodhi, and they haven't communicated since.
Yeah, but, she's good.
Maybe. She's probably just worried about staying alive right now. It's probably
priorities.
I'm just saying, she's had a tough couple days.
She has.
Oh, sorry. Would have been great if you pulled out like a President Taft mask.
Yeah.
It's like all big. Thought I'd get more laugh out of you from that one.
No,
that was a little
bit
of a bomb.
It was good. It was fine.
I was trying to think of someone. 1991. I don't know. Rock and roll. Oh, I love that. The blue screen.
Yeah, the blue screen.
Everyone just looks at him like, why doesn't this dude have a mask on?
Oh. Oh.
Tough.
Yeah.
Using too much time. I like how the guys he sends to the vault, to the safe, are like, what the fuck are we doing? Yeah. Like, they're not ready for this either.
And it's great, too, because when you cut to that shot of Keanu when he's not wearing the mask, it does not feel like you're like that guy. You're like, whoa, who are
yeah,
you?
Like, what is this about? Like, why is this other? It's so out of place. But, there's no fat in this movie. Like, everything it's led us to, we didn't see too many bank robberies. Now that we know how they operate, it's fun to, like, actually be in here for a full one. And the violence in this scene is really effective, too. Just, like, the gunshot and the way the slow motion when he takes off his mask. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Do you want me to open it?
Yep, mistake.
You want me to do it? Do what they say. What a coward. He wouldn't even open
it. I know,
it. He makes
I know.
Terry do it. What a coward. You're the manager. You paid the big bucks to have the gun in your face. Dick.
I would be like, listen, I don't work under all this kind of pressure. Be supportive and I can open the door for you.
First time for me, fellas. Come on. First robbery. I love this bad idea, Boom. And then this, undercover off-duty guy on the ground is so believable. You can see him there in the background a little bit. They're watching. And then the guy on duty in uniform is like, I don't care. Don't do anything. Nice touch with, the reflection off the floor.
Yep.
So he doesn't give a shit. Back me up.
I know. It's like, no, it's like, don't, I'm just a security guard.
Yeah, 2 against 5 is a big deal. 2 pistols. I don't know. You don't have to. This is a guy with something to prove.
Yeah.
He's not going to make it. No way. This guy doesn't even want to, man. He doesn't want to be back up.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah, good thing he was wearing the vest.
Yeah, yeah.
Security guard's a bad shot. Now we're all toast. Oof.
Oh, he got him.
Yeah, in the neck. No, he and the hand is in the neck. Yeah, tough.
This one.
This is such good slow-mo. Oh, God, I love that. Changing the clip. So good. That's got to be his first kill. I think Bodhi's the first time he's ever taken a life. You saw him kind of contemplate that. Great acting here on him. Yeah. You know, Vest caught it. Hurt like shit.
I love this.
Nobody fucking move. Nobody fucking move. He's just deranged at this point. His final fuck you to Johnny Utah is like a punch pistol whip. It's just perfect.
Oh, I love the look that Keanu gives too. It's like the camera's running past him.
Yeah, and they're both like the stare down at both of them. Yep. Doesn't make it. And the great little like moan thing he does here, like a frustration. Swayze, I mean.
Yeah.
Ah. It's like his brother. Oh, man. I love that. Little grunt. Yeah, man, this is on you. Like, you don't take the vault.
You know, it's actually, I'm not saying that it wasn't like how the reaction that you just had for that, but if you're just talking technical wise, you need to get across something, just put your head down and grunt.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's all the frustration you need.
Yeah.
What the hell is he going to say? I'm really sad by this. No. Oh, boom, pistol whip. Nice little white flash. Yeah, I think that happened when he got hit by the War Child crew early on. Is that little flashlight? Oh, that out of focus POV.
A waste of time. Oh, God damn it.
This dude enters every scene so high. We talk about like what you bring into a scene. He's getting so fucking worked up beforehand. Oh, God damn it.
Oh, God damn it. What the fuck's going on in here?
Come on, don't ride him in like a punk. Let me take him in. Respect for my elders.
Yes. Like, I feel like his motivation for every single scene is like, you just did like a bunch of steroids right before you came in.
Something, yeah. You already did a bunch of something. Yeah, you were like, worked the fuck up. Never satisfied. Oh, there you go. A little bit fatter, a little bit stupid, a little bit slower. Wouldn't you astonish me, shit brain? God, I love him. I love this line. Why don't you astonish me, shit brain? I think that's what it is. Shit face.
Boom.
Great hit.
Respect for your elder.
I mean, he would have to pay for that one if he wasn't about to die, you know? He would have to atone for that. You can't just punch out a captain.
But that's problems. That's not gonna fly. But really, it's not gonna matter for him.
Yeah, it's not. That's what I mean.
Because he's about to fucking
die. Yeah, in which we get one of like a great no scream from Keanu after. It goes on for like a long time. He's upset. Pappas. Gotta get my girl back, Pappas.
Angelo, I'm telling you, man, he's got her. He's fucking got her. He's the only one who knows.
I love, I mean, just the whole staging this, but you're not alone.
It's a good run.
Oh, yeah.
It's fast from
for an older dude.
For an elder.
Respect for my elders.
I feel like in a different life, this guy is with him as like a young Serge Tankian, lead singer, System of the Down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, don't worry.
Is that what he looks like?
Kind of. I can see a resemblance.
Okay. Sounds good.
Serge.
I'm not alone. You're not alone.
If it was Ryan Reynolds, he would have taken off his whole entire shirt.
Yeah, I mean, deservedly so. Rightly so. I love that. Like, I wonder what he's hiding under that bulletproof vest. Looks like a huge fucking shotgun. How subtle. Tell me where she is, man. Ah, poor Pappas. You gotta have a hero go down, though, you know? The ride is over. People trust you. They died. Yeah, but he's just, man, the only thing on his mind, he just wants to get to Australia for that storm. Right. I love this. Nathaniel, get in there. Oh, here's Roach. Oh, boy. Yep.
Ah.
Terrible. Great little standoff. Shit happens. I mean, he really must love her.
Yeah.
He doesn't even let Pappas kill him.
How do we kill him? Oh, God damn it. Yep. Get out of the way, kid.
Good hit. Doing good. Good work. He's almost in the clear, and then just needs to get his back.
Ugh. Ah, no, Angelo.
Oh, should have your back, no. Man. Terrible.
It has to go down as one of my most frustrating deaths.
Mm-hmm. Great no.
Yeah.
Great screen.
Great off screen, because it probably wouldn't look great on screen.
No, it's too much, too long, too much. Yep, you just got your partner killed.
Yeah, yes, that's a fact.
I mean, we're not even really sure how Tyler's going to feel about it. You guys haven't talked about, like, the lying. I don't know, but he does got to save her. A lot of people die to get her back, though, you know?
Bros before hoes, man.
Jesus. Nice, slow, subtle way to go out. No words, you know? Honorable death.
No, man. Not cool. Everyone fucked up.
The line of, you're cold because the blood is leaving your body.
Yeah.
You're going to be dead soon. I just love that. A little thrown in a little knowledge, a little truth knowledge. Get in that plane. Good. Tell them where we're going. Yep. Get on.
Ah, man, what a conundrum. Takes a hell of a man to jump out of a plane with no parachute.
Yeah, it's certain no, like, goggles, you know?
Fuck just, it!
Yep, just got the gun. Yeah, I love Swayze's reaction. You're crazy, man, yeah. You're crazy. But yeah, this is the next jump where... that we're going to see when Swayze, you know, Swayze, adios, amigo. That's just him jumping out of a plane. There's no cut. There's no CGI. That is a world famous actor going for a jump.
Yep.
And that's one of the things that makes the movie so amazing. You would just never see that today. I can't imagine actor doing that. Cruise would do it. Cruise is about to film a movie in fucking space. Cruise would do it. You're goddamn right he would. And he has. I mean, he did that in Fallout. Yeah, like he absolutely would. Absolutely. He is the only one that I can think of. Quit mowing the lawn. Ooh. Ooh. He's really selling it too. That's like, you know, the blood loss, the pain.
Yeah.
I mean, he's fucked up. The fuck are you looking at? I love that. Yeah, just the simple medical explanation of why you're cold and what that's going to lead to. I always like that in movies. Seeing hell, Jesus. Johnny.
Like, yeah, I mean, he basically just dies in the air.
Yeah, because I think his chute is out on the ground, so maybe he had enough time to pull it, but he's dead when they get there.
That fall.
Nah. They gave him all the money to hold, too, I think. Yes, it's great. This is great. Yeah. It's a way to, you know, write off medical science. Yeah. Just scared. Senoritas and margaritas. Yeah. That's great. Nice.
Ugh.
I know you want me so bad, you can just taste it. It's like acid in your mouth.
It's like, I think Utah might be right.
But you feel like the deaths that Bodhi has gone through, like it's all playing on him, you know? Like, mm-hmm. This hasn't been easy for him. I hate violence. Like, nope. Yeah, you have some, like, what if your shoot fails? Jesus. You got some cojones jumping out of a plane. No shoot.
How many more people have to die today, Bodhi?
Pissed. Punching the plane. See you in hell, Johnny. Yep.
Yeah.
Pushes him right out.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Look at this push. He fucking pushes him out.
I know, just fucking
see you. Will he be okay? I don't know. Yep. Didn't get your man. Leaves a gun. Oh, this is perfect. This shot right here. Oh my god, that it stays with him. That's Swayze. Just perfect. It's perfect. No,
the cameraman, I'd be terrified right now.
To miss it or oh, no, to like, fall be, out. Like, he's probably out. Strapped.
Like, okay, I can only go a little bit more.
He was strapped in. Had
oh
to
yeah,
win.
For sure.
Fuck it. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Oh my god, it's perfect.
Oh still my got his fucking, god, like, man.
Boots on. It's just so second dive ever.
Yeah.
And his first was like 3 hours ago. But yeah, he could catch up to him.
That was a moment in the cemetery where everyone just cheered.
Oh, yeah. When
he jumps out without a parachute.
Swayze's reaction is what makes it so great, though. Like, you're crazy.
I don't know, goggles.
No, you wouldn't be able to see shit. You gotta drop the gun.
And that would throw off the weight, too. Oh, it's come on, tackle.
What? You're crazy.
Boom.
Yeah. You gotta drop the gun, right? Or else you can't hold on. Look at him. He doesn't give a shit. Best line ever when they land. Yep. You are one radical son of a bitch. I actually don't think realistically someone would be able to hold on because of all the wind, you know, that like takes you up. I don't think someone, unless he was strapped in, would actually be able to like hold on.
Yeah,
I think
the I heard force.
That. Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's let Keanu Reeves decide that.
Yeah, exactly. I think everything in Point Break is 100% accurate. Fuck.
Shit.
I mean, it's a wonder he can ever walk again because this is like double knee injury in like,
oh, yeah.
just a couple days.
This is even a worse fall than the other ones.
Oh, hell yeah. We're not going to land on land.
No!
I mean, his knee has not even remotely healed since he fell into that river. Yeah, Roach is toast. But he did pull the chute. So,
shoot.
Yeah, he was around enough for that.
Done.
Rolling around. This is great to laugh. Son of a bitch.
They're kissing under there.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so, man. Plot twist. I didn't know. Oh. I will take that 50-year storm with you, Bodhi. We'll ride off.
Wish I knew how to quit you.
Oh, I love that. It's just the best. Let her go. Yeah, I think his knee would be just
totally it'd be blown out. They both wouldn't be able to walk. But, I mean, they're two ultimate men.
Yeah. I'm out of here.
I'm out of here.
That knee again.
Oh,
huh?
No. Okay. That was it's over. You're weak.
So here's a little avenue to go down that the movie serves us. John Utah's about to catch up with Bodhi here in Australia. You know, I've been to every city in Mexico. Missed you by about a week in Fiji. Yeah. Did Johnny Utah just like retire from the FBI after this? Because he's not working for the FBI if he's just chasing one dude around. I just love that.
Citizen's arrest, man.
Yeah, but how does he get the time to like, I mean, I know he works for the FBI because he has his badge, but how does he find the time to keep chasing around one dude? Isn't his captain, maybe it's not hard anymore, but out there like, hey, you have other cases, man. You got to let this shit go.
Nah, man, he's got to see it through.
But I'm asking, how does he find the time if he has all this other case work? You know what I mean? Because you can't just work one case at a time. Maybe they let him.
Off duty.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Off like duty. Maybe he takes vacation time. Yep. Every city in Mexico. Yep. He's going to Hart. He's like, nah, I got to go to Fiji. Hart's like, you can go in a fucking week.
You go
in a week. And he gets there and he's like, God damn it, I missed him in a week.
The arguments come back. He's like, God damn it. I gave you this time off and this is what you did? You came back nothing.
I missed him by a week, son of a bitch.
Now you're saying Fiji?
I'm going to the fucking 50-year storm. Then you're taking the rest of your vacation time.
Oh, this takes the cake, Utah. This takes the fucking cake.
When you come back, you better bring me a case or you're out of here. Yeah, or you're out of here. He's not coming back.
That's
cool. No, Hart, I heard he's going to be in Baja. You got to get me down there. I got to go down. You're not going on fucking duty. Take a day and go. God damn it. Hart, this guy, if we catch him... We get a guy who's responsible for a bunch of murders, all these bank robberies. I don't give a shit. this town's about to be hit by fucking riots.
Well, yeah. Oh,
I mean, so we need you here for that.
Yeah, that's true. That did happen. That's true. That's a touchy one.
Yeah, no shit. Jesus Christ. Wait, I can't remember now. We talked about this on some podcast that they were filming a movie like right across the street when that happened and all the cop cars showed up.
Oh,
I don't remember.
We were talking about that. I forgot
what it was too. Long hair.
Yep. First scene of the movie.
Is this what they shot first? Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you know that?
Because they cut the hair afterwards.
Do you know this for fact or you're speculating? This sounds like an incredible assumption.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow, you're going to really throw that in my face.
Fake rain, you can tell.
Well, I mean, I would just assume. Come on.
I thought it was something like they shot it kind of way after, and I think Swayze had shorter hair by now, and he had longer hair. It was something like that, I think.
I guess.
Or it could have been first, you know.
I mean, Keanu went back to longer hair, so.
Yeah. But you think whichever they did first, one of them had to grow their hair out, because Swayze's is, you know. Short here.
Yeah, it's true. So
I love throwing down the mask and that's what he sees. Is that a fucking dog? Did someone bring a dog out there? I love it.
Death on the stick.
Sorry, I thought I saw like a white dog. I don't know. Waves. Oh, man. This is just crazy. This is great. They actually sent someone out there to like try to catch this wave. He couldn't. And that's what they got. He's like, I'll go once and do it. So that's that final shot. He's like, I'll go once and try. But if I have to bail, I'm going to bail. Like, I'm not going to die.
Patrick Swayze?
No. It wasn't Swayze. Oh. He was like a professional wave surfer dude. But because, you know, he doesn't successfully catch the wave again. You know, he falls off, which is kind of a
bummer.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I think he literally was only going to do it once. Special Agent Utah. Yeah, see, his hair is a little shorter.
All right, so I guess it would have to be the other way around.
It was one or the other. I mean, I remember them just hearing that. I love that. Something, brah. I say that to my friends a lot. My four friends.
Every city, every one of them. Mm-hmm. All of Mexico.
Turn out to be rosy. I love that we go from Mexico to Fiji. Oh, sorry, I forgot Sumatra. Yeah, Hart wouldn't give me the time off.
Yeah. I got fired for this one.
Yeah, just waiting for my set. I think it's a very satisfying ending. I don't need to see Bodhi die. I don't know. I like it. Waiting for my sit. There's two things about the upcoming scene. When he starts to, you know, when Reeves picks like a physical confrontation to fight with him, Swayze just kind of goes, come on. Like, are you serious? It's so great. And then the desperation in his voice, like, let me go, just let me get one. You really believe it. I got a battle in New Zealand.
Every day.
Hell
still
yeah.
Surfing every
day.
When the
fuck do you find time to do that if you've been to every city in Mexico? All right, I couldn't find Bodhi, but I got to get my waves in. The Fiji waves were fucking nuts. Sumatra, I wasn't a fan.
Yeah.
You got to go down. Come on. Yeah.
Are we really going to do this?
It reminds me of how unfazed Matthew McConaughey is when he beats Woody Harrelson's ass in True Detective.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, all right, come on. Yeah, it's a very even fight. But yeah, if you, even if he drowns you under these waves, if he's handcuffed to you, you ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere.
I got a battle in New Zealand. I already said that, my man.
Ooh.
Ooh. I don't know if he would have been able to bring his foot up too. I don't know if it would have hurt that bad. You know, his boots are like heavy with the water. Yeah, those would hurt.
Not in a Canadian tuxedo.
What'd you say?
Not in a Canadian tuxedo.
Oh, is that jean jacket?
Jean jacket and denim jeans.
Oh, okay. Is that a slur? Are we going to get canceled by Canadians?
No, that's the thing. It's a Canadian tuxedo. Right. I mean, if he really wanted to be doing it, he'd be wearing a denim shirt. But I mean, if you're wearing a denim jacket and denim pants, you're in a Canadian tuxedo.
All right. Good for them. Fitting for Australia.
Fitting for the 90s. Fitting for today. It's back.
90s are back
in
a big way. I want to say rest in peace, Patrick Swayze. It was a tough loss.
Yeah.
I always really loved him. And when he left us, it was just tough.
Yeah.
He was one of my favorites of my childhood, you know? I always loved him.
The ultimate man.
Oh, this is great. Great reveal. No! This is like the most intense, fierce acting he does in the movie. Mm-hmm. You go quietly. We'll get him when he comes back in. Yep. Let him go down in the ocean. Let him pay the ultimate price. Jesus. Look at that. Crazy to think of the type of the person who's like inspired by that and who's waited their whole life for this ride that's gonna kill them. All right, you win. I love that. Yeah, it's like he's fine letting him go and die on the waves, you know? It's fine. He doesn't want to put him in a cage. I love reasoning with him. He's letting go anger and just trying to reason with emotion. I'm not going to battle.
Mm-hmm. I'd let him go.
Oh, hell yeah. I would too. Because you know he's going to die.
Yeah.
So, and I guess it is a good point. Like, where is he going to go?
Yeah.
He's either going to, if he comes back in, sorry, guys, didn't get it. All right. It's not like he lets him go, you know? I mean, he lets him go to die. Great final line, too. It's Keanu's finest moment in the film. And as an actor.
Wait, is that it?
Vaya con Dios.
Yeah.
Comes out of nowhere. Like, you know. Spanish hasn't really been established from Johnny Utah. Just...
No,
fits.
I mean, yeah.
We're not in Mexico or Baja or anything like that, but you know,
we're in
perfect for the
Australia.
Yeah, perfect for the setting. Respect.
Yeah. There it is.
Adios. Fucking A.
We'll get him when he comes back.
He's not coming back. Throw the badge away, and the legacy ends there.
I know, exactly. It's like, what is he going to do with the rest of his life?
Like, look at the ones he skips.
They're
like fucking huge. perfect ending to a perfect film. One of them has to die. Okay, so is he with Tyler? Are they still together?
I mean, the obsession may have become a factor in their relationship. I mean, I can
see relationships based off intense things and sex don't last. Well. We learned that from Speed.
Yeah.
See, he's not coming back. Oh, man. Yeah, Tyler, I think Tyler couldn't take it. She's like, fuck you, man. Yeah. You're a liar. You're just chasing this dude.
So really, so he switched names and then
boom,
and then went right into becoming a cop again for Speed. Switched cities, went to San Francisco.
Jack Travins. Nope. Speed is in Los Angeles, the city you live in. Yes, it is. Yep. Good try.
Damn it. It's true.
Jesus Christ. No, just
it's very true. It's all true. Cue the 90s music.
Mm-hmm. Great Kathryn Bigelow film. It's my favorite film from her. I mean, I know she's made more prestigious movies. First woman to win an Oscar for best directing. Love Zero Dark Thirty. Nothing tops Point Break. I just think it's phenomenal. That was so much fun.
That was so good.
So much fun. Oh, Swayze, top billing. Wow. Yeah, he would have been probably the bigger star.
I fucking love that movie so much.
Oh God, that was so much fun. Oh, that was just a blast. This one was to be fun, and we had a really good time with it.
Yeah, that was amazing.
See you in hell, Johnny. What do you say?
Vaya con Dios.
Vaya con Dios, bro. Hey, it's Alex in real time. That was fun. Oh my God, we had so much fun watching that movie. We definitely got caught just watching it a few times, but I don't know. You can't really blame us. It's Point Break. That movie I was trying to think of, not to circle back to a rough topic, but the movie I was trying to think of that they were filming while the Rodney King beating was taking place was the biker bar scene in Terminator 2. I heard that on James Cameron's commentary for Terminator 2, and I was like, holy shit. Apparently it was just going on, like, pretty close across the street while they were filming that. That's, wow. Oh, little more about the foot chase scene from Point Break. In this commentary, I said, you know, I had no idea how they filmed that because cameras were so big. Did a little research, and Kathryn Bigelow said they created a handheld 35mm camera called the Pogo Cam. It weighed about 18 pounds, and it had a gyro stabilizer, but still, 18 pounds is no joke to run around like that. God, I love that scene. And they did not kick a dog. No dogs were kicked. There's a cut there, and he kicks a dummy dog. And that is not Swayze running in that scene either. What else? Oh, I can tease our next episode because we are still in our all-timers episodes streak here, where we're talking only about all-timer movies and filmmakers up through episode 100. And next up, we are having our friend Dan back by popular demand to talk about his favorite film of all time, Back to the Future. We're going to talk about parts 1, 2, and 3, the whole damn trilogy. We had a ton of fun recording it, so stay tuned for that. Vaya con Dios, everyone. Hey everyone, thanks again for listening. You can watch my films and read my movie blog at alexwithrow.com. NicholasDostal.com is where you can find all of Nick's film work. Send us mailbag questions at whatareyouwatchingpodcast@gmail.com or find us on Twitter at WAYW_podcast. Next time, our friend Dan is back on the pod to discuss his favorite movie of all time, Back to the Future. We're going to talk about all three movies, the whole trilogy, ton of fun. Stay tuned.